At the National Cathedral here in Washington, D.C., bagpipers led a procession of flags from all the nations of those who died on September 11.
Swastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam Dayantu Bhutani Shivam
Yonzandaran
Ya Ayyuhannas Inna Khalaqnakum Min Dhakarin Wa Untha.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
The service of prayer and remembrance included religious leaders of many faiths. Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa delivered the homily.
Our God is the one who is right here, who was right there as the planes were hitting their targets. God was there as the buildings crumbled in the deaths in collapsed buildings, in the anguish.
The bell of the National Cathedral interrupted Tutu at 8:46 a.m., the moment the first plane hit the World Trade Center a year ago.
On that day, you wonderful people of this great country awoke to find that you were fragile, you were vulnerable. For so long, bad things had happened to other people a long way away. Often, the action was something that could be watched on television screens. And it wasn't surprising that you might have begun to think of this nation as invincible. Dear friends, in many ways, we, all of us, are vulnerable, fragile.
Tutu made an appeal for peace, saying that world leaders are of one family. The Children's Choir of the National Cathedral in Washington.